join the morning show.
All right, you've been listening to The Eagle on 107.3, where we're serving America's best. I'm Seaman Hannah Donahue, a.k.a. DJ Duncan. And as I fade the music out, because we have a very special guest with us today from Navy Fed, Roberto Diaz-Cercado. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're actually going to be talking about debt-to-income ratio, like kind of why it's important and how to calculate it. And the reason being is because, you know, debt-to-income ratio can heavily impact your ability to buy a house or even a car. So we want to learn how to calculate it and then even lower it if possible.
Right, of course. Yeah. It was like a low number. So.
Exactly, yeah. Right. That's the goal. And then your credit report and your credit scores aren't the only variables that can impact your ability to borrow money. So you should also be familiar with your debt-to-income ratio. It's a way for lenders to assess your ability to pay back your loans. So we'll talk about that a little bit.
So you keep saying debt-to-income ratio. What is that?
So your debt-to-income ratio, a lot of people just say DTI, but we'll continue calling debt-to-income ratio, make it easy. It shows how much of your monthly income goes towards paying down your debts.
Okay.
It has two parts, you know. It has the front end ratio, which houses cost compared to income, and then the back end ratio, and that's all debt compared to income. And lenders consider both ratios in loan reviews and in the approval process as well.
Okay, so why does this matter? Because it sounds important to me.
It does, yeah. Like I said earlier, when it comes to borrowing money, lenders use your debt to income ratio to figure out if you can handle more debt, basically, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Lenders consider your monthly bills when assessing this ratio, and a lower debt-to-income ratio, alongside many other factors, of course, can help get you approved.
Okay.
This means that you have a healthy balance between debt and income. On the other hand, a high debt-to-income ratio might make it harder to get loans. You know, it could let those lenders think, oh, we don't want to give more debt to this person.
You could be a risk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's a great way to look at it.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
And then lenders weren't always required to consider people's ability to repay loans.
Okay.
This changed, you know, in 2008, so that's why they're kind of looking at it more and more.
More.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you calculate your debt-to-income ratio to know if you're a high risk or hopefully you are a low risk?
Right,
you can get those loans if need be.
So honestly, calculating it is easier than most people might think.
Okay.
Yeah. So to figure out your debt-to-income ratio, you want to divide your monthly debt payments by your monthly gross income. That's the income that, you know, before taxes are taken out. Then you want to multiply that by 100 if you want to, just to get that percentage.
Okay.
And the easiest way to do that, like here's an example. You want to first add up your monthly debt payments, like I said, and you want to include things like your mortgage or rent, your credit card minimum payments, your child support if you have any, car loans, student loans, and any other installment loans that you may have. But you don't want to include groceries, utilities, or even insurance premiums.
Okay, because those can vary, and those
they're not considered debts because there's things that you're
like a one-time payment.
Yeah, they fluctuate, and then it's not like a debt that you owe somebody that you contracted with them, basically.
Okay. Okay, good to know.
Next, you'll calculate your gross monthly income. This is the money that you earn each month before taxes and other deductions may be taken out, whether it be Social Security and all that stuff. Basically, what you would be getting paid before anything comes out.
So it's your whole paycheck.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're self-employed, you want to use your average monthly income, because I know sometimes that fluctuates.
Yeah.
And then you want to try to include all your income, including any side gigs that you want to do, because that all helps you. Yeah.
Okay.
That to make a more clear debt-to-income ratio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
After you get all those numbers, you want to divide your total monthly debt by your gross monthly income, and then this will give you a decimal number, of course, but that's why we say we want to multiply it by 100 to give you that percentage score.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds pretty easy. I am not a math person at all. Like, numbers do not make sense, but I got instructions right here.
Yeah. Yeah. And for our listener, we'll go over just a little quick example for them.
Ah, perfect. Yeah. Even better.
So let's say, for example, your monthly debts are, let's say, $1,200 for a mortgage, $300 for a car loan a month, and then $350 for student loans. And let's add $50 for credit card minimum payments a month.
Okay.
So if we add all those together, your total monthly debt will be about $1,900.
Okay.
You know? Then let's say your annual salary will just go, like, you only know your annual, you're not really keeping track of your monthly or weekly payments or anything like that. So your annual salary is $48,000. That means that your growth monthly income will be $4,000 because we just divided that by 12, of course.
By 12. Yeah.
Then after you get those two numbers, then you want to calculate the debt to income. You'll divide $1,900, the monthly debt, by that $4,000.
Okay.
And then this will give you 0.475.
Okay.
And then we multiply that by 100, and then we know that your debt to income ratio is going to be 47.5%.
So with that number, is that a good number or not?
That's a great question. Ah. Yeah. So, different lenders usually have different guidelines for what they consider a good debt to income ratio,
okay,
or a bad. So,
so we're getting into it now.
So let's talk about a little bit of what the general of what they say is.
Okay.
Let's say a ratio of 35% or less shows that you're managing your debt well.
Okay.
You know, this range may increase your chances of getting loans with competitive rates, and it also means that you likely have money left over for savings or even unexpected expenses. So you're in a good standing.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the green.
Exactly. Now, if your debt-to-income ratio falls between 36% and 41%, it's not necessarily bad. You may still be in good shape. This range is generally accepted to most lenders, but you still might want to look for ways to lower your debt if you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we're getting to that number that you said. If your ratio is between 43% and 50%, that means that you may want to take a careful look at your debt. And many qualified mortgages have, you know, maximum debt to income ratio of 43%. But there are ways to get ahead. You know, you would just kind of look at debt reduction strategies to get you down.
Okay. So right now we're in the yellow of the DTI. Okay.
Yeah.
And now I see on my little notes, my little cheat sheet here, guys, there is a red. don't be here.
Yeah. You generally want to avoid this area.
Okay.
So this is anything above 50%.
Okay.
And that's a sign that you might be carrying too much debt for your income.
Okay.
At this level, it might be more difficult to get approved for new loans or credit cards. They just won't be like, we don't want to put you in a deeper hole.
Yeah.
And they might think it's a risk, it's a red flag that you might not pay it back because you're already in debt.
You're already, yeah.
So you want to consider speaking with a personal financial counselor about ways to lower that debt to get you back into the yellow or the green.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, interesting, interesting. We're going to go real quick to a quick break before we get into common DTI ratio questions.
Yes.
So people get they can hear a fresh set of ears, I guess. So we will be right back, guys, after Bloodline by Alex Warren and Jelly Roll. We are back with more questions about DTI ratio. So they're common questions, and I am going to be asking Mr. Roberto Diaz-Kirkato these questions.
And I'll
so that
be
way
here
everybody
answer. Yeah,
exactly. Everybody gets the answer. So does your debt to income ratio affect your credit score?
So your debt to income ratio doesn't necessarily affect your credit score. Credit bureaus don't include your income information in their calculations. However, both your credit score and your debt to income ratio are important factors when lenders measure your credit worthiness in general.
So it doesn't mess with it, but it does.
The lenders themselves will look at it in addition to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So can I get a loan? So we talked about having a high debt to income ratio being red flag. Probably shouldn't be in there at all. Can I still get a loan with a high debt to income ratio?
That's a great question because there's a lot of people like that, and it's okay. So, like, while it's possible to get a loan with a high debt-to-income ratio, you might have fewer options, you know, and you'll face higher interest rates as well, most likely. Some loan programs may accept higher debt-to-income ratios, but you'll likely need to show other strong factors to be able to get it. So, like, a good credit score or even significant savings it will let that lender know that you have substantial means to pay that back.
Okay. My next question is, even if I'm in the red, or actually even in the, I labeled it yellow just to help me, say between 36 and, I don't know, 50 maybe. Mm-hmm. So the yellow and the red.
Yeah.
How quickly can I improve my debt to income ratio?
So you can see improvements in your debt to income ratio as soon as you increase your income, of course,
mm-hmm.
or even if you reduce your debt. So it just depends on what actions you are able to take yourself, if it's feasible. However, you know, making meaningful changes may take a few months of consistent effort. So you want to focus on steady progress rather than those quick fixes. This is not something that's meant to be easily, quickly fixed, but it'd be great if you could.
Okay. It would be so nice if we could just have a quick fix for everything. My next question is, what debts are included in my debt-to-income ratio?
So, in general, your debt-to-income ratio includes your mortgage or rent payments, your car loans, student loans, credit card minimums, personal loans, and other regular debt payments. It doesn't include utilities, groceries, insurance premiums, or other monthly expenses that are not debt. So you want to think about a debt.
A debt. Okay, something you're paying monthly. At a consistent rate, I guess.
And not just that, because you do that with your car insurance too, but okay. This is more of something that you bought up front and now you're paying for it over a certain term.
Okay.
That's technically a debt that you agreed with that lender.
Okay. Yeah. And should I close credit cards to improve my DTI ratio?
So closing credit cards won't improve your debt-to-income ratio unless you're paying an annual fee. Because like we said before, your debt-to-income ratio only includes that minimum payments that are required for a credit card balance. Mm-hmm. So if you're not really using your credit card itself, it's not part of your debt-to-income ratio because you don't owe anything on it.
Okay.
So not your credit limits. We're not focusing on that for the debt-to-income ratio.
Okay.
In fact, usually closing your credit cards might hurt your credit utilization because you're lowering your credit limits, and that could lower your credit score as well.
Okay, and could that raise the ratio in a sense, or
no?
Again, no, because the credit card doesn't really have any factor.
Unless it has an annual fee and you're like carrying a balance, no. If it's a card that you're not carrying a balance on, it's not affecting your debt-to-income ratio.
Okay, perfect. And what if my income varies from month to month?
So if your income changes from month to month, you can use your average monthly income from the past year to calculate your debt-to-income ratio, which is what most lenders will most likely do. Most lenders may even ask for the last 2 years worth of income just to get your average.
Okay. And final question. Will paying off a loan immediately improve my debt-to-income ratio?
So, yeah, paying off your loan may improve your debt-to-income ratio because you have just one less monthly payment to include in your debt total.
Okay.
However, make sure that you have enough savings left for emergencies. You don't want to just knock it off to bring down your debt-to-income and then all of a sudden, oh, no, I have nothing in my savings.
Oh, no, it's raining really hard outside. My tire popped and I got to get that fixed, but I got nothing in it.
Yeah, that happened to me.
No. That's a horror story right there. Yeah.
But we survived.
We are still here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Roberto, for coming in. Always love having you in here.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before you head out? Or
I'll just say that if you have any other questions, whether it be debt to income related or just financial related, come down to New Federal. We'll talk it out.
All right. So head on down to Building 49B to talk to Navy Federal if you got any questions. They're lovely folks. Love them so much. So
thank you,
head
thank
on
you.
Over if you got any questions. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.